Listen to Egypt. In 17 is all the rest of the story. Check us out on the World Wide Web.
www.insanityradio.com.
This is Insanity.
You're listening to The Aftermath with Farhana, Sarah, Liam and Adam, only on Insanity Radio.
Hello, welcome to Aftermath, guys.
Good morning.
Hola.
It's not the Spanish show.
If we're going all the way to Egypt, I reckon we can go to Spain. That's some decisive sliding, by the way.
You can only say all that if you know what hello is in Egyptian.
text in, anyway.
tell us if you know.
We're talking about this week. We're talking about Egypt. we've worked it out in the first minute of the show. Good work. What are we talking about?
We're talking about embarrassing stories today. If you have any embarrassing stories to tell, do tell us. We'll be telling you many, I'm sure. And not just drunken embarrassments, from your childhood, you know, the classic ones.
The best ones are when you're not drunk and it's really, really just cringy and can't get away from it. You don't have an excuse because you're not intoxicated in the slightest. Yeah, it's usually with people that you just met as well. Put your foot right in it, that's always bad. So if you're someone who knows about that, email in and let us know. We'll
all have
a bit of a giggle.
I mean,
this is an embarrassing story.
Yeah, just waving at the camera. I'm disappointed because I think everyone was like hoping that we'd be drunk and therefore be a terrific show, but I think we look quite placid. We're all right. Sorry.
I've been hit over the head with a club. I'm not going to lie.
Your voice is not showing it too badly.
Legend.
That's a great word for a Saturday morning.
Toast with me in a bag this morning.
That's pretty embarrassing.
You said it to us and then to the rest of the nation there, holding it up. Great. It's all good.
I just dribbled on myself. That's embarrassing.
Okay, can I say... No, I'm not going to say things. Okay, don't worry.
I think you should at some point during the show.
No, I was going to say words. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to use it.
Well, tell us off air.
I'm in a studio with a bunch of somethings. Wow. I was right. Whatever that word was, I was right.
Okay.
It's cool. Fine.
If you want to get involved and not look at earrings, what are you doing? Okay, if you want to get involved, text us this morning on 07781 481287 or email at studio@su.rhu.ac.uk. And I'm going to say it just because we have to say it.
Yeah.
Right in the box on the website.
Right in the box.
And I'm sure you will know that by now, but it's there. Yeah. Okay, so do it. And
And as ever, we want to know what you've been up to last night. These three drunkards, what were you doing last night?
Nothing.
Just drinking on your own.
We stayed in.
Played Monopoly.
With 10 bottles of vodka.
Toast and tea.
Hungry Hungry Hippos.
There's leftover toast and tea. I brought it in. I don't know what you're about. No idea.
The butter's mixed in with scotch. Scotch butter.
No.
Not butter scotch.
I was the dog.
Scotch butter. It's more alcoholic
It's infamous
version.
Cousin.
Talking of cousins.
Fantastic segue.
There we go.
His cousins by Vampire Weekend.
Dogs.
Out of
And that was Yeah, Say Ya. With, so that's the one. Someone help me up there. I couldn't remember what they were called. And before that, it was Vampire Weekend with Cousins. Yeah.
Good song. We've got an embarrassing story in from Gaz.
Obviously.
She walked into she walked into a tree whilst talking to a bunch of friends in a busy street, and everyone, don't know why she did that, turned around to look. I just pretended I was fine and moved on. Later discovered the blackening bruise on my nose and knees. Luckily, no one saw that part. Our times. And I'd like to ask, how did you bruise your nose and your knees? You must be walking quite strangely.
No, I've done that before.
I can see that.
I went forehead and knee, usually.
Yeah.
But nose implied that she really, really didn't know what was coming.
Gaz has really quite bad eyes,
I've
realised.
Yeah.
Because
we
see her on campus.
It could be offensive. Oh no, what are you saying?
No. You like wave at her, and she just looks at you like this, like really confused, and then you have to like get closer before she realises that you are waving at her, and she realises that you
get directly in her path.
Yeah.
But no, I think that
walking glasses, yeah.
Walking into things, I think, you know, there was an Italian restaurant and you were walking outside it. What happened?
Yeah, no, I was thinking about that right now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I do this all the time too, walking to a bollard, knee first.
But you think it's behind
my knee
leg.
Cap out. Yeah, there was two, I wasn't really looking, and the two people in front of me were at the side of the bollard, and it just kind of came out of nowhere. I just walked straight into the bollard. Yeah, that was fun.
And there was these two quite middle-aged ladies who were walking towards us, and they saw it happen and
really blatantly laughed at you.
And one of them said something like, "Oh, I don't want to laugh, but it was so funny."
That's the
I was actually crying with pain.
Yeah,
you were winded, so yeah.
That was painful. That was painful. That was. Oh my god.
Dear. Have we had any more embarrassing stories in Sarah?
Yes, we have. We've had one from Wendy.
That's my mum.
There you go then. My most embarrassing moment must be when I got to work, took off my coat and realised that the toilet cleaner was attached to the back of my trousers in full view of everyone.
Oh.
People are still laughing about it and they weren't even there. And she asked, vodka and whiskey mixed?
Oh, I think that was the scotch butter or something, maybe.
No, actually...
Adam has taken to putting scotch in his butter now. On his toast. It's a bit odd.
What?
You might want to have a word with him about that.
He misunderstood the idea about scotch.
I remembered another embarrassing story about my friend's mum, and she had an interview, and she was really nervous about it, and then, she was so embarrassed that on the way out, she knocked on the door to get out. Like, she just opened the door, she just knocked on it. Funny. That's good. Funny story. Yeah.
True story.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure all of these are probably
true. Yeah, we
stories.
Don't want lies.
Yeah, don't make
then
that
you're
lies.
A liar.
Yeah, that's how it won't be so good. But if you've got any requests as well that might link into your embarrassing stories, you should...
Crafty.
Yeah. You should definitely get in touch. No one really texts us, do they?
No. If you send us a text, we'll give you a book of Subway vouchers.
Yeah. So do it,
guys. Give us a text.
Or tweet us.
But it has to be interesting. So.
And maybe some scotch butter.
You can't just send a text.
You can have some scotch butter as well.
Give them the text number again.
Okay, it's 077-81-48-12-87.
Well done.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they just played Monopoly last night.
For ages.
We played Jenga. We actually did play Jenga.
Yeah.
And we ate pizza. That was nice.
Oh.
That was really good. What else did we do? Played with the balloons. That seems to never get old.
Any more popped?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. So that was quite good.
We painted our faces for some reason, and then before we went, we just stayed in, and just put on animal costumes. So I don't really know why.
I don't know why we did that.
No, a bit crazy. But another embarrassing story, I think, of walking into things as we're on that. Walked into some plain glass.
That's not embarrassing.
No, but I think it was bad because it was somewhere around Oh, I won't say where it was. Anyway, and then I hit my forehead and my knee hit the glass exactly the same time. I kind of reverberated off. Everyone looked. I got my bike, cycled off, realised I was cycling the wrong way, and had to turn around and cycle back because of my disorientation. And then the next day, I went back. I was telling a funny story, like, oh, yeah, I did this. Went up to, with Toby, actually. Went, oh, yeah, I did that, oh, yeah. And then looked at the place I'd hit the glass and realised it was smashed where my knee had been and hadn't realised.
Wow. Do you know what else you've done, Liam? Got a message from KAS or Kaz. Liam, as a toddler, staggered across the kitchen and smacked into a drawer and split his eyelid open.
Ah, that's where my eyelid scar? No, that's where my eyebrow scar comes
that's
from.
That's awful. That's not embarrassing.
None of the painful really stories. Painful.
No, you know what, Kaz? I think that's bad parenting on your part. That is you, my mum.
I've done something like that before, but... I had a wobbly tooth and I was really scared about it falling out, but I was running to go outside into the garden and I walked into our washing machine and it knocked my tooth out.
Oh, wow.
It bled everywhere though, that wasn't good. It hurt a lot as well.
My mum's done the walking into a glass thing. It was a DVD shop and there was like a fluorescent sign on the door. I don't know how she missed it. It was literally fluorescent saying "Sail on" or something. And she just walked right into it and it was really, really bad. And I was at that age where you'd get embarrassed by that kind of thing, so bless her. I was like, oh no, what did you do? Oh, and if you're listening, well, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for that moment.
I love that stage. Like now, I would just laugh and like,
yeah, I'd be like, oh, whoa.
I'd be like, whoa, and then yeah. And then a hug. But there was a stage where I just didn't want to be around my parents.
Everyone goes to that stage where you're just like, oh my
god, you don't
want
to attract any attention.
Yeah.
Stop flirting with the waitress, dad. Please.
When your parents, it seems like everyone you know will be out that day.
Yeah. Yeah. You just assume that they're all laughing, texting each other.
Because they're all just like.
Really. And I think straight after that, actually, it made it worse. There's in Epsom, where I live, there's quite like a big road in the middle of the town, and we went to cross it and. She fell down right in the middle of the road and dropped the shopping bag. And this time I wasn't quite so, oh my god, what are you doing?
Well, you actually helped.
I did help. But also, the only thing she was concerned about was the shopping bags that she dropped. She was like, the bags. I was like, you, the cars are coming.
Oh dear.
Well, sorry, Mum. Shouldn't tell my own stories, not yours.
Yeah, any embarrassing stories from anyone else, is as long as they're accurate, we're happy to take. So, send it in. Yeah, and again, we're asking you to write in the box, but think outside it.
Yeah, think outside it.
But inside it.
But right inside it. Yeah, think outside it, but right inside
and,
it.
And write in the other box.
And write in the other box. Right
and
in
the number 11.
Number 11.
Oh, no, I've told everyone the answer.
Is that if that's your 11 o'clock reveal, that's not good.
The number is 11.
I was thinking of playing another song, so this is Disconnected by Shy Child.
I disappear from the bed to the pool into my lonely eyes. flies in my veins and my heart feels no more pain. I know I'll be on my way to heaven's door. I know when I'm not, I'll be hoping I don't drop to a place where I will rise like before. I know when I'm not, I'll be hoping I don't drop to a place where I will rise like before. Stops thinking and my eyes stop blinking. I know at the end.
Wow, that was aggressive, Adam.
Mm-hmm. He's all about the aggressive fading now.
Because of the copious amounts of toast he had yesterday. Yeah.
Mm. Still eating it. It's
Scrabble. Good times.
It's actually just bread now, but.
We have an embarrassing story from Podian. He first of all, he says, well done for making it in, you know, due to your late night Monopoly games. He also says, it's embarrassing enough he can't do roly-polies, but when he attempts one, one time, he dived headfirst into the floor and broke his glasses.
Oh,
he says he entered a whole new level of embarrassment.
And obviously a whole new world of pain as well. Yeah, that sounded like it glasses, hurt a lot.
Glasses yeah. buying.
Glasses are expensive as well.
They are expensive.
We've had a little bit of debate about what a roly-poly is, and
like you to decide.
Yeah, can you clarify, you know, this for us? Me and Sarah are under the impression and have, like, thought this all our lives.
Under the delusion. Oh.
All right. the roly-polies are what Poby thinks they are. And basically, they're the ones which Adam and Liam call forward rolls. So we want to...
I hope you got the quotation marks on the camera there.
It's not real. So...
Forward rolls exist either way. I'm
pretty
sure
they
All right, okay, but yeah, they're called roly-polies when you roll forwards.
Should we go to us for our impression?
It's definitely not sideways.
We think that it's...
Sideways one where you roll down a hill, apparently. Yeah. That's called roly-poly.
Well, no, you have to roll down a hill.
Can I say, I've never done a roly-poly sideways on a flat ground. It would be quite dull, I imagine.
Yeah, because you have to power yourself.
Yeah, but it just...
sideways.
I think I look like a fish had been taken out of the water. But yeah, we think it's sideways. If you have an opinion on that, if you don't care, either way.
I typed in define roly-poly on Google, and the first thing that came up was fatso.
So yeah, if you think it's that.
Okay, literally none of it saying anything, we think, so it's just a fat person.
There we go, we're all wrong.
Roly-poly Liam.
Hey. Nicely done.
Dumpy, short and plump.
Yeah, or, yeah.
That looks so weird. Pudding? The more you look at that word, roly-poly, it's the weirdest word.
Yeah,
Okay, in the song, a roly-poly is a very active boy who eats continuously to keep his strength up. Which song is this?
I don't know. Cool. Yeah. That was
a pause.
I have a story from a friend who I will not name. Actually, I'll call her Gladys. Not the real Gladys. That's a whole other story.
Oh, Beryl. Call her Beryl.
No, that's my grandma's name.
Okay. Oh, okay. So.
Anyways, carry on.
Gladys. One day she fainted, and her friend took her to the emergency room, and they were there for quite a long time. Sorry, I'm doing this slowly because it's really difficult. I think I'm going to say
the casualty, not the emergency room.
I think I'm gonna call it the emergency room. I don't mind.
And then George clearly came out
and then smacked them in the head.
Carry on.
It turned out she was just really, really constipated. And
I didn't know you could faint, pass out from that.
I imagine you probably can.
Couldn't she tell?
I don't think so. No, I don't think
so.
She's
not suspicious.
I don't know. I don't think so. Again,
that doesn't go. I'm not sure that goes through your mind. Just like you fainted. Oh, I've probably got.
No, as in like the days.
Oh, right, I thought you were just like, oh man, I've got quite low blood sugar, I usually, oh no, I was like, oh, but I am quite constipated, that's it, that's it.
I guess if you have like a stomach ache or something,
that's true.
you wouldn't really know what's going on, maybe food poisoning.
Like, oh yes, of course.
It's that, I must have that. And they just told her to take laxatives, so... Oh,
wow.
Gladys, I love you,
that
Gladys.
That must have been so embarrassing to
And
tell
everyone me. Knew it when she got back.
Is this person listening?
A certain friend, yes, I think so.
Oh,
but Gladys,
why are we still talking about
this? I did get permission to tell the story.
You told me off air and I laughed, and then you told me again on air and I laughed again. That's how funny it is.
I think we can all say we all love the Gladys.
The way you called her Gladys made it felt like a child's story. Gladys went to the...
Yeah, it's really difficult not to say the actual names. that's what I'll say to you.
Okay.
I want to know the actual name.
Yeah, so do I.
Okay.
We have a few messages in. Oh, okay. Yes. Povey says he did mean a forward roll. It would be more embarrassing. Breaking his glasses, rolling sideways. And I agree. It'd probably like rip your face a bit as well.
Okay, jam roly-poly.
Mm-hmm. That's from your mum as well.
From your mum, so you should.
Okay,
Molly says forward rolls and roly-polies are one and the same.
Well, she should know. She does loads of stuff.
Oh, come on.
She does stuff, yeah.
The technical cheerleading term, roly-poly, get into the roly-poly now.
Exactly. She did a roly-poly at her competition.
She did it when everyone else jumped.
Yeah. But still, she did it, and I'm going to say that...
I think you teach to do roly-polies in studio. Really slowly so the camera can get you.
No, I'm alright.
I feel like I drop everyone.
I might break my glasses.
Go on.
My glasses have broken, actually.
Oh, yeah, they have.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Are you doing a forward roll?
No.
I mean a roly-poly.
Someone's caved, I think.
Gaz would like us to wish you a very happy Insanity birthday, Adam.
Yes, happy birthday, Adam.
Cheers. Yeah.
You're 25.
And now we're going to play a song.
Is it called 25?
No.
Yeah.
It's called Sweet Child of Mine.
Because that's what your mum said, Adam.
When you were born.
On your birthday.
Smile that is me by, and she's got eyes of the bluest sky, as if they thought of rain. I hate to look into those eyes and see an ounce of pain. Oh, 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 sweet child of mine.
The Gorillaz with Stilo. Yeah.
Is it Stilo or Stilo? We don't know.
Stilo.
Very different twist on it. Any more embarrassing stories, guys?
No, but we've had another request from Klaus in Berlin.
Oh, that might be a real person.
And Klaus is requesting...
You're not in Egypt, but it'll do.
A friend called Klaus in Berlin.
Yeah.
A friend called Klaus in Berlin. There we go.
Oh, nice.
It could be just, you know...
Coincidence.
Yeah.
If only we had the IP addresses, guys, I'd be on it.
Hunting them down.
You know I would.
You know those Berlin IP addresses.
But yeah, they request Born in South Dakota by Liz Fair.
Nice. Alright.
Is that something
Oh, that is a weird, weird song. And someone played me that the other day. Who did that? Alright, this is weird. Anyway, yeah. We've got some Smashing Pumpkins up next for, who was it?
For Gladys.
For Gladys. So, I hope you enjoy that and feel better.
I was going to say the real name.
No, that, don't do that.
I'm not going to, but...
It's my 11 o'clock reveal, actually.
Who Gladys is?
No, that's me.
Is it you?
No.
You've done this twice when you just faded out, and I was just going to keep saying no. But, yeah, it's, like, say happy birthday to Connor Wilson.
Yeah. Is he listening?
No.
Well, that was completely pointless.
So, oh, no, but you're not happy birthday to you.
Okay, well, I'm still going to say it. I feel it's nice.
Well, then we should say happy birthday to Charlie Pagliaro.
Charlie Pagliaro, yes.
Because it's his birthday also. And, so happy birthday to the both of them.
Yeah.
And
good work.
Have a good day, but not too good. And your plaits on Thursday looked amazing.
Plaits?
He put plaits in his hair, or someone put plaits in his hair. I don't know who. And he had a crown on. It looked very medieval.
I can see that. With the
just
beard and like, was he drinking from a chalice by any chance?
I don't know.
He should have done.
I just saw some photos. I sound like a stalker. Okay. Oh, he doesn't even know me. So let's stop talking. I'm sorry, Klaus. We don't have.
Have that
you. Music, I'm afraid. If you want to request something else, we'll be happy to try and find it.
We'll have a look and see if it's if it's available. Gaz has just kind of reiterated what we've said.
Yes.
She says, if it's the French, it's written stylo but pronounced dilo.
It's not actually a French.
But it's not. Yeah. We don't know. It's a gorilla song. It might be a French.
It might be what they're aiming for. But I don't know.
I think I've heard people call it stylo. On the radio.
They might be wrong.
They might be.
Liars. More liars, you see.
Yeah, so we don't know, but we'll stop talking about that.
More embarrassing stories.
Yeah, people have stopped.
I walked into a window one time.
You walked into a window?
Yeah, sounds funny.
But there was a brick wall underneath it?
No. I was walking, the window was like out. Like that, it was open, and then I just walked into the corner and cut my head open. More painful rather than embarrassing, but still embarrassing.
I think Ollie said he'd done the same thing, but I don't think his was as bad as yours.
No, so. I don't think I saw the scar.
Yeah.
On my head. Still hurts, actually. Still hurts. 5 years on, and it still hurts.
Ouch.
I did it when I was 20.
Yeah. 5 years ago.
I did something, well, not quite similar, but it was another window related one. I think I was running and hit like into a door continually, which had some glass in it, and to illustrate my, I didn't have much faith in life left, I think, and as a joke, and then accidentally ran it too hard and put my elbow through it, and then couldn't get out.
Glass?
Yeah. It wasn't fun.
That is painful.
Mine are more like painful and horrible than
embarrassing. We should get away from the painful.
I have
story.
A non-painful one. I'm really scared of pigeons, like to a serious extent, and it makes walking, just normal walking on the street, very difficult.
It's getting braver, aren't they?
They are getting braver. They're
getting
fatter at you
and braver, and it's just
horrible.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I just want someone to shoot all of them and I'll be happy.
Well, then there'll be dead ones lying
if they just make them go
I don't
away.
Mind dead ones. That's fine. they can be there. They're not going to fly in my face. But I do
one
regularly.
One of them flown in your face?
Kind of,
yeah.
All the time.
Like
all the time.
Hit you
no,
in the face.
Literally, if I hadn't moved, it would have gone into my face. And that, I hate it when that happens because I just look like an idiot. Like, in like a shop, like in Windsor, that kind of place, like pedestrianised, walking along, loads of people, and then you suddenly like duck, or like just walk really strangely, and everyone's like, what are you doing? That pigeon's not going to hurt you. But the pigeon is going to hurt me. That's the thing. Pigeons are evil and horrible.
I don't, specifically against you as well, it seems.
Yeah, it happens. And once I point this out to people when I walk with them, they do see it. They come for you into your face.
Okay. Well, on the way to the radio show. I mean, the radio show. The lunch today. We'll have a look for pigeons.
Why would you look for pigeons? Don't look for them. When you look for them, which is what I do all the time now, it makes it a lot worse. And you think that there is some
kind
of conspiracy.
They're all down in Egham anyway, so they're not up here.
No, do you know where they are? They're in Kingston. Kingston is really bad for pigeons.
Kingston.
Oh dear.
Land.
And London, obviously. Yeah. That's
obviously,
really bad.
Trafalgar Square.
And I think the further you get into London, the fatter they get and the more kind of cheeky.
Oh, those Cockney pigeons.
But, yeah, they just don't know their manners. Do they? No. No. Well, I think it's time to play some Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah. It'll get me over this horrible, horrible tale of pigeon trauma.
Adam's 11 o'clock reveal.
Sorry.
Well, my reveal is that Liam is an idiot.
That's not a reveal.
Yeah. It's about my worst birthday memory. There you go. I really should do a best birthday memory, but you always remember the worst ones. But it's quite a funny one. One time I had a party at McDonald's. I was really young, obviously.
They were the best McDonald's parties. It was so good.
Yeah. Really good, yeah. And like you did games and stuff, and people like won the games and then like won a prize and everything. And so if you won the game, you won a prize. And there was 15 people? Maybe not even that many. I don't think it was that many. A certain amount of my friends were there, obviously. And they were doing they were giving out prizes for every game. Like there was like dancing stuff and there's some other random stuff. I don't remember what the games were. And then they gave every single person at the party won a prize for winning one of the game things.
Yeah.
Apart from me. It was my birthday. And I think their reasoning was it's his birthday. He should win.
That should never be said, it's his birthday, he shouldn't win.
Would have gone with giving me every prize. I think that was actually the bad thing.
But yeah, yeah, okay. Still trauma.
Well, Thursday.
There
yeah.
we go.
On Thursday, did you win?
My reveal's getting more story-like, I have to say, but never mind.
Did you win on this birthday?
Did I win?
Did you get everything you
what was
played
on
for?
Thursday. I got loads of presents. I was stunned.
What was your best present?
I think it has to be this wallet. This wallet is really nice. I'll show it to the camera.
You're gonna go right up there, or
it's from Fahana. It's there you go. look at the camera, right?
Look at that.
It's like show and tell.
Well, that small square of beige. That's
that's
a wallet.
Square of beige. There we go. That's So
it was a beautiful reveal.
It was.
The song before was Cherub Rock. That was for Gladys. And your pains, and I hope your pains have gone.
Yeah, she seems much better now, to be honest.
She does.
She's not going off to
when
the
was this story?
ER.
Was it a while ago? Or was it quite recent?
Yeah, it was like 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh, right, okay.
That's quite recent. Yeah. I
was thinking like 5 years ago.
No. I was running like last year or something, but no, wow. Okay, that's cool. We've just had an email in from Daphne, but she's misspelled her name and it says Dahone.
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 Hey, Dahone.
But she just emailed in to say that Nastya thinks we're amazing.
Thanks, Nastya.
Which is really nice. Thank you. That's really lovely.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We want your requests, so if you do have any more requests, keep them coming.
And your stories.
And your stories, yeah. Klaus in Berlin. We're not going to play any Robbie Williams, but we're going to play some Kraftwerk for you instead.
I want to play Robbie Williams.
Okay.
No, we're not.
Yeah, okay, no.
I don't want Kraftwerk. I hate Kraftwerk.
They're not very good live.
Yeah, they ruin... I'm just being spiteful because I want Robbie Williams.
What song would you play if you were to play...
Let's see what they've got.
Alright.
Feel. We'd play Feel.
Alright.
Totally.
Maybe.
We'll play this one first.
Robbie.
Oh, okay. Maybe we should play this while we're searching for it. Okay, so this is Expo 2000 by Kraftwerk.
Fahana, Liam and Adam. It's not just any radio show, it's an Aftermath radio show.
That was Kraftwerk with... Oh, I should really look at the name of the song.
It's Expo 2000.
There we go.
Yeah, Kraftwerk are ridiculous. Yeah.
I like it.
I forgot what they were like. And then, they are ridiculous. It was funny though, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed your robotic dancing the most.
Thank you.
That was
I hope
good.
No one saw it.
I did not see it. I didn't see it.
Well, if you didn't see
it, great big Liam, by the way.
Big Liam.
Yeah.
A roly-poly Liam.
Roly-poly Liam.
And I was singing along to Bill Bailey style, but you know. I prefer Bill Bailey to actual Kraftwerk, I'm afraid to say.
Yeah, I think
I
do as well.
I think they're one and the same, to be honest.
He does a song about, like, trouser press.
It's great, I love it.
No, I would marry Bill Bailey if he asked me to. I'm or if he just looked at me, I'd probably marry him.
I'm pretty sure he is married, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's got a wife.
But he can divorce, you know. He's allowed to divorce. Yeah. He's a citizen, just like the rest of us guys, okay? Just calm down. Calm down.
You need to calm
down. Look, I just love him, okay?
That's fair enough.
Okay, we won't take that away from you.
Okay. Do we have any more embarrassing stories that we can think up?
Last night?
I came up with a couple. Night, yeah. I came up with a couple when I was thinking earlier about how horrible they were.
You say about the Emma Povey or about the you telling people to go away?
No, from last night, just randomly.
The bus stop one.
Oh, that was the one, yeah. I'd just like to say this is a complete mistake on my part before I say it. But if anyone's over to Windsor, you get the bus from there. You know, like the bus stop, they've got... No one's listening to me. What's going on? Sorry. Sorry.
No, we're listening.
Got the,
listeners is listening.
Yeah, but still, it's weird. They've got the electronic board tells you when the bus is coming. And, like, it counts down, like, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever. You know, like they have in tube stations, basically.
Yep.
And then eventually, when it's supposed to be there, it comes up with due on the thing, like due, like it should be here.
Oh, I know this one.
The thing was, I'm not going to mention who it was talking about. There was someone, it was, like a couple of my friends were like on the bench, like just talking. I hadn't been listening to their conversation because I was watching the board. But basically what they were talking about was this person that I have as my friend. was saying how big their nose was or something like that, really randomly. And just as they started talking about like how big their nose was, I just yelled out, because obviously the board chose, I just yelled out, Jew! Jew! And it sounded like I was being really anti-Semitic. But I wasn't. I was literally just talking.
You're having a bit of a Walt Disney moment.
The person wasn't Jewish as well, so it's fine.
Did you say you're having a Walt Disney moment?
Oh, sorry, Daphne. Sorry.
Yeah, Daphne doesn't believe that Walt Disney is either racist or...
Is.
Pardon?
Is,
yeah. She doesn't believe in it. She thinks he's the best person ever. And she tried to quite badly justify... every like Disney film.
Yeah. Wow.
But,
sounds like my worst nightmare.
It's
she tried to justify the presence of black characters in
I really enjoyed that conversation. I don't know why. Even if we were being so mean.
I know. I'm sorry, Daphne.
Sorry.
We have had a request in from Daphne to play Angel by Robbie Williams.
No.
But
way too.
I don't think we have Angel.
But no, we don't. And Adam overrules you today because it's his birthday show.
Yeah, so he wants to play Feel by Robbie Williams.
Yeah, I'm allowed, alright? I'm allowed. I like this song, it's quite fun. It's a fun song.
Do you love it?
Klaus. He
wanted it, so.
We're giving a lot to Klaus. He's got some craft work, he's had some Robbie Williams.
He's from Berlin, apparently, so.
Yeah.
He wins.
Berlin.
You win.
It's. How do you feel to be 25?
I'm 21, right? it's a little bit weird, actually. Yeah, like, I don't feel any different, but it is weird now knowing that I'm 21. And it's like, just talking to people yesterday, it's like, yeah, I'm still 19.
Or you were the oldest one in the room yesterday.
By quite a long way. Like,
and
so
you
I'm,
are
I mean,
today,
some of you
right
like,
now.
I'm like 20 and everything, but like, a lot of people that I'm friends with here are like 19. You're 19. And I had to check them but yeah, it's so weird being like 2 years older in a way.
I do find myself hesitating. I find myself hesitating when people ask me how old I am.
Yeah.
I'm like, 16.
It's gonna take me another 3 months to get like used to that again. That's the worst thing about your birthday.
Yeah,
like, age,
your whole life changes.
No.
I still say 18 in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still say that as well. It's really like odd. I don't feel like I'm 20.
Actually, I feel like I'm 19, really.
Yeah, I just think...
I feel like
18.
I'm 19.
You are 19.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. 21.
I think this is a story you should tell. This is an amazing, embarrassing story.
Well, basically, when we got in last night, Adam wasn't feeling very well.
Oh, don't tell it.
after all the Scrabble.
After all the Scrabble, yeah, he just wasn't feeling very well. And he decided to go upstairs and lock himself in his room and tell Liam that he was getting ready. I don't know what for.
Yeah, Liam believed me.
Yeah, he did.
More Scrabble, I thought. It's a Scrabble suit.
I went upstairs and I was just like, "You okay?" And you were like, "Yeah, come in." But you didn't actually unlock the door for me to do that. When you did, I went inside and you fell over as you were going back to the bed, and it was pretty terrible because you didn't know what had happened, but you were collapsed in a heap on the floor.
I fell over.
And so a bit later on, I was trying to like tuck you into bed because everyone had left, and tried to take your socks off, and you just started screaming at me, "Stop touching my feet! What's happening with my feet? My feet! My feet! My feet!" So bad. Yeah, well, so, yeah, bad times, Adam.
He's looking down in shame.
He is looking down in shame.
No, he's texting someone. That's shameful.
Done most quite funny things when you were drunk, I realise that, or most of us. You had the whole, you know, communist rant and ripping of the poster. You had the whole "I'm so aware right now" going on. You're a good drunk, Adam. That's what we decided. On your 21st birthday, you're a good drunk. And we enjoy your company.
Thanks. Let's play Robbie Williams.
Let's do that.
I'm sorry, Klaus.
It has wonderful.
Come on, hold my hand. I wanna contact the living. Not sure I understand this role I've been given. I sit and talk to God, and he just laughs at my plans. My head speaks a language I don't understand.
I met you in the daylight. I Any pizza, any size, only $9.99.
Call us now on 01784 471999.
Or hit us up on www.perfectpizza.com.
See us in person at 87 Egham High Street.
Why have a normal pizza
when you can have a perfect pizza?
Insanity.
Hey, you're back.
That was Hot Chip with One Life Stand before the old Perfect Pizza.
Everyone loves Perfect Pizza.
We've done
you
it again.
You love Perfect Pizza?
We've done it again.
What?
It's like talking about the advert.
It's because you can't not talk about the advert. It's so weird and creepy
and great. Great. Let's move on.
Okay, also we've had an email in from Carol. And she says, wish me luck, off to compete in the music festival.
Oh, good luck, Mum.
So, yeah, good
why
luck.
Why have you switched from Kaz to...
Because she's in serious mode now. She's psyching herself up.
She's not in, I'm slightly hungover from
no,
the jazz band.
No. She's like, I'm a serious musician now.
Yeah, I'm going,
I'm on it. I'm on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, good luck. Yeah.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, good. No.
Have a good day.
Yeah, hope it goes well. Do you know what she's doing exactly? Or
singing.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, she's won a few before, so it's quite cool.
Ah.
Yeah. It's got quite a musical family, this guy.
Yeah.
Is that the team guy?
Damn you.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What am I doing with my life?
How dare you get an education?
Literally just crumpling inside. Like a wet paper bag now. But after the show, I'll be learning an instrument. So,
What instrument will you be learning?
I think
sword.
That as well. But no, I'll be learning Bill Bailey's weird synth thing. I think.
I love that thing. That's amazing.
How? With who?
I'm not really. This was just my attempt to fit in with my family.
I think they had it at the Hot Chip gig, by the way.
Really?
They definitely. I could hear it.
I think I was trying to look out for
a hand.
I'd make it
movement.
More a stage piece if I had it.
If I had it, yeah. Make it the focal piece.
I
yeah.
use my eye to do it.
Yeah, only because Bill Bailey did. But talking of, crumbling a bit inside.
Great topic.
Yeah, I remember another embarrassing story about a PE teacher in secondary school who I really was angry with for some reason. No one really liked her. She was a bit pervy, to be honest. I was walking one day, talking to my friend, around the school, we were walking, and I was saying how much I hated her, and how horrible she was, and she was right behind me.
Oh my god, I hate it when that happens, and that's happened quite a few times with me as well, and it's just, there's no way that you can't save the situation,
yeah.
There is no way.
Someone was doing it about our lecturer the other day, I think, and they were standing right there, she blended in, and it was really embarrassing, yep.
Oh, no.
You looked really embarrassed.
Oh no, that's horrible.
Yeah. Not good.
Another sadder but embarrassing story. I was on a bus one day and I was upset. I can't really remember what I was crying a bit. It was quite bad. And a lecturer who kind of knew who I was came on the bus and sat next to me. And
did they realise you're crying?
I don't know if they remembered me. I don't know what happened. But after a few stops, when a few people got off, she moved to another seat. It was really embarrassing. Because I was crying. Oh, sorry, it was a sad story. I probably shouldn't have shared it.
It's fine.
It's
therapeutic, sharing
it.
I'm getting over it.
I had one, it's lost it again. Damn it.
Apparently, we've just had a message in from Ollie. He says that he did exactly the same thing, I'm guessing, about bitching about your teacher. So that's not good. It happens to everyone, to be honest.
About the same teacher?
Yeah.
Wow.
Commitment.
Yeah. Oh, Liam, we've had another one in from Carol. She says, actually, Liam has a rather fine baritone voice. So
true. That's my instrument.
So there you go. And voice. She also says, sing, Liam, yes. Sing. Yeah.
And then do a roly poly.
Go on, sing. Redeem yourself.
Go on.
Yeah, sing.
Go on.
Sing.
What?
Sing.
Sing right now.
Sing.
Are you actually
going to
do it?
Sing.
Let me later.
Sing!
Should be doing a song,
right? In 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes.
Half past 11.
Liam's at 11:30 singing.
Just singing time. It's not even an hour reveal, it's
a half hour.
Singing time.
Hour reveal, yeah, that's very true.
Or we could just leave it at the, I don't know.
The last, just before we leave.
Do you know what you're going to sing, Liam? Are you thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it. I'm not going
You should.
Your mother ordered you to.
People want you to sing. True. And we provide what the audience requires, really.
Yeah. They require me to sing.
They do.
They will have a really bad Saturday if you don't sing.
They'll cry.
A terrible one if I do, so.
No, no you won't.
No.
Complete opposite. So we should. You should sing. What do you plan to sing, Liam?
We're listening for. No. That's just having me there. I was like, that would be quite cool. I'm pretty certain it's going to be Velvania related.
Oh, wicked. All right then. Well, we'll let you prepare over
after we're doing a swimming pool, I think.
I'll just dance the way I feel. I just dance the way I feel. You're listening to The Aftermath Show. Well done. Talking about things that are embarrassing.
This is your story. That was amazing. I'm sorry. Well done.
Yeah.
So, lovely, lovely baritone voice.
Anyone who might have missed that, I was singing during the song.
Gaz says stop breathing. I don't know.
She wrote your name specifically.
She wrote Liam, and then in capital letters, stop breathing.
Okay.
That's mean.
Are you asking me to like end that? My life?
Is that part of the song?
Stop breathing is, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's what she meant.
It's not just like really
hard. It's really hard.
I thought you was asking me to literally stop breathing.
You just die, please. Yeah.
That was Yeah, the Swimming Pool.
And Liam. It's
written by,
it's just been a really French show.
Amazing.
And Où est le Swimming Pool?
Are we going to... Actually, no, I'm not going to suggest that because it will actually happen.
What?
By 11:30, sing along.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah! New feature.
We've created
a sleeper for that as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Liam's 11:30, sing along.
Wicked, wow.
Sort of notification at 11:30.
You're here at the birth of a new insanity trait thing. Feature, that's what I meant.
Trait
of sense.
Oh, wicked. Right, I don't know what more to say to that.
I think that's the end of the show.
That is, we can't come back from that.
Bye.
I'm just going to play a fella for the next half hour.
Anyway, you can text us on 07081 4080 1287 or email us on
4080. I think you mean 4812 87.
Could be.
Yeah.
Email us at studio@su.ihul.ac.uk. This is me trying to get some
a modicum of if you're listening online to insanityradio.com, you can send us a message from the little box on the homepage.
You sound just like the sweepers.
Yeah, I know, it's horrible.
Don't forget to include your name in your messages, otherwise we can't dedicate requests or give any shout-outs. This is your
music
station,
robot.
Why not listen to your music? Actually, if you wanted to listen to your music, you could just do it yourself at home.
Yeah, you could just listen to your iPod,
don't. Listen to us. No, that's a silly tagline.
Yeah, don't
it's a great
that.
Tagline, but...
It doesn't really make much sense,
it has
a
problem, because you
can... It's problematic. Gaz has sent in a clarification and an apology, so she has said, I did mean it as part of the song, I don't literally mean die, so...
Oh, that's good.
That's good, yeah, thanks, Gaz, for clearing that up for us.
I still can't believe you actually sang.
Yeah, twice as well.
One time, you came back for more.
Great times.
Oh gosh. I don't think lunch is happening this week, unfortunately.
We're all running off different
directions.
Adam will be leaving to go to Adam's, I believe.
Yep.
I'll be going to fencing. I and to learn my instrument.
Then I'll be going to sleep.
Yeah.
Back to where I belong.
I'm so hungry. Like, more than life. It's quite bad.
I'm
just
really
don't like eating cold toast.
It's horrible, I'm not gonna lie. It's disgusting.
I think it's alright.
Tell you what else is disgusting. The tea, the what's it called? Oh, the thermos wasn't clean, and I thought it'd be okay. I was like, it's only me that's like drunk out of it. And I was like, it'd be okay, but I forgot the last time I had coffee, this time I had tea, so it tastes just coffee tea. Toffee or key. For those Gavin and Stacey key? Fans out there, which is just weird. Sorry about that. Ruin that myth. That is good.
It's not good.
Should we play the thrills? You want to
play
thrills?
I fancy some thrills right now.
Cool.
This is not for all the love in the world.
it's a lot of love.
Across the campus, on air, across the world, online. This is Insanity.
Last night I had a dream, we were inseparably entwined, like a piece of rope made out of two pieces of iron, held together, holding each other with no one else in mind, like two atoms in a molecule, inseparably combined. Oh, is this a game? How come I've never won? I guess maybe it's possible I might be playing it wrong, and this way every time I roll the dice, I always come undone.
We're on.
Yeah. The second time. Either I'm going to mess up or sing. That's what you should expect from me on the show. We've decided that we're going to talk a bit about our theatrical experience.
Yep.
anyone
out there, and I know they have, because I know at least one person that's listening has seen it.
Yes.
I need many people actually. See, The Woman in Black. We went to see it this week, Leo and I, and it's we went together, obviously, and with other people.
It's our anniversary.
It's horrible.
It's an amazing play.
It's literally amazing, but it's quite scary.
It's absolutely terrifying. If you've seen it, then I think that like it's probably one of the most scary experiences you'll ever have in your life. Or maybe the email is that we've just received is which is. It's quite terrifying.
No. It was, it was terrifying. There's a few bits where I jumped out of my seat.
It's really powerful.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw it a few years ago.
It's so clever because she's not on the script. She's not even on the stage very much.
Yeah.
No.
You're so scared.
And she's not credited in the programme.
Apparently she is.
She is.
He said she's not in the main bit, like with the actors, but she's just somewhere in the back, like they wrote in. Because he'd written on his little... This is Toby, sorry. Written a review of it. And he knew her name, and apparently she's about 22 or something. Mm. Like she's really young. She's like Lithuanian or something, Ukrainian. I don't know.
Mariella said that I was the woman in black after we left that. She kept on saying I looked like her, and I was her.
It's
and if I dress in black, I am her. I was like, okay, fair enough. I'm quite pale, I guess.
But her face is horrendous.
That's what scared me the most. Maybe because she comes in the corner to the left.
Yeah.
She looked directly at me because I was in the corner in the right. Like looked at me. I'm pretty certain that I can't have children now, which is a bit of an issue.
I don't think it's an issue.
She kills
the
children.
She kills
children. So there we go.
It didn't make me
infertile.
That is exactly what I thought you said. What? Why did you see this
game? Sorry, to clarify that point. Just in case.
But we enjoy it. And there was like, it was the third time I'd seen it. It was the second time Jamie and Poby had seen it.
Yeah.
And still,
absolutely
terrifying. Again.
I've not seen it and I really want to because Adam came home after he'd seen it and decided to tell me and Molly and Alex all about this play. And it just sounded terrifying because...
They were more scared than I was.
Well, because I had no idea about like what this play was about, really. I just heard that it was really scary, and it just started like playing with our minds because we had no idea. Like it was just our imagination getting carried away, and I think that's scarier than actually like seeing something.
I remember telling it to some friends, and literally just telling the story gave me goosebumps. It
sounds amazing. I really do want to go see it.
But yeah, do it. I mean, I'm definitely wants to see it, so does Gaz.
I'll see it again.
I mean, it's just that I can't afford it, really. That was the reason I didn't go this time.
But yeah, there's a, like, theatre recommendation. Oh, can we get on to Toby's...
What did you just say?
I discarded my sentence. Can we get on to Toby's vlog?
We can. What right now?
Because we said we'd give his review a plug.
Oh, right, yes. Okay. It's... Hang on a sec. It's Toblarone, spelled TOBELARONE.wordpress.com.
Yeah.
And if you go onto it, it's got some reviews and some cool stuff that.
A very good review of The Woman in Black and some Palestinian play, possibly.
Yeah, it's of My Name is Yusuf, and he said that was really good. So
that is supposed to be really good. And Adam here is Anne Farnham.
Yes.
Going to see Noah and the Whale soon.
Yes, on Friday.
On Friday, yeah.
That's why we played them actually a minute ago. Because we're going to see them on Friday. So, yeah, I don't know where.
The Roundhouse.
Where is that?
In London.
That sounds cool.
It's okay. Camden.
Where about? In Camden. Yeah. Okay. Oh. There you go.
Soho, I think.
Right, that's cool. That is cool.
Yeah.
Good pick.
I've never been there, so that should be quite good. Apparently it's meant to be amazing, so yay! That should be a nice night.
But if you don't have tickets anywhere in the world and you fancy a good gig, go to New Sang. I know every week I'm telling you to go to New Sang. I don't really know why, but The Whip are playing this Thursday, so yeah, Kingston.
You know, we did our summer show. Yes. I think we actually made it nice because every day this week
it's been summer-esque,
like, randomly lovely.
Oh, it is nice because when we came in, it wasn't particularly great. It was a little bit overcast a little bit, but now look at it, it's glorious. I can't believe I just used the word glorious
then. Why? It's a great word.
I just don't.
Glorious word.
It's a glorious word. But yeah, there we go. What a nice day.
Yeah, and enjoying it. I'm literally, again, just got into the summer mood. I want to go to Thorpe Park. I want to have picnics. I want to do the thing.
Yeah, we should go to, like, the Great Park. We actually should.
Yeah. Well,
I was going to cycle to Windsor yesterday. But,
why didn't you?
Because
I decided to come along.
Yeah. Oh, fair. Anna and David came.
We should race.
They could run.
I didn't think that was
we know
happen.
How much we hate running.
I would have had to have cycled all the way back up the hill. Like,
oh, yeah.
That would take a while. I think if I do it.
Can you go down all the Great Walk thing?
Yeah, it's literally just the other side.
That would have been amazing.
Like Ingerfield Green, and then you go through, and then you get to the big park there. So I went for a run through the park, and it was like only a little bit, but it's lovely. Like, and if you've been to Virginia Water, that's just really nice. Oh. That's literally just down the road.
I haven't been yet.
Are you serious?
Like, if anyone ever goes, go with them.
We'll go.
And I think we're doing a photography thing to there in a few weeks or something like that. That's what I've heard. Come to photography club. We need more people. It's fun.
who said Camden's near Soho?
I don't know.
It's not, is it?
No. I don't know who
Soho's
said.
Near, like,
I don't think anyone said that. Lentil Muncher.
I think
that.
Lentilman.
I think they did. Ah. I think basically we said I think it's in Camden. And then Farnham said, yeah, it's near Soho.
No, I didn't. I said, really? I just said, yeah, so.
Oh, right.
A mistake there.
Yeah, error.
Yeah, the Lentil Muncher is a fool. There we go. We're getting closer and closer to the identity.
Hi, Sophie. Is all I'm saying.
Oh. I don't think it is. Oh. I don't know.
She's up. She's out of bed.
Nah.
I mean, she's in bed.
She's awake. In bed, yeah.
She's awake.
Doesn't necessarily need to be the lens watcher.
I think it's Alex from Alex versus Hazel.
I think
on
so.
The train. Oh. They're on their way here, though.
Yeah.
But are they?
Yes. Maybe they are. They've advertised it. It's fine.
They could have done it with his
phone. I think it's Hazel. Hazel.
Ballin Shanahan.
It's you.
Yeah, I think it's her. No, okay. We've ruled them out because they should be on their way here.
Yeah.
Maybe they're in the computer centre.
Why would they be in the computer centre?
Maybe they're waiting for Liam. They're waiting for Liam to do roly-poly, like he said he would.
Yeah, you sang, now you have to do roly-poly.
I sung, he should do the roly-poly.
Who?
Adler.
Oh, okay.
You don't have room to do a side with
not me.
Yeah, there it is. Did you hear that? No, that's fine, we got away with it.
What? Say it again.
Nothing.
You should both do it. Okay, go on.
No, that's not what we said.
Oh. A double roly poly would be really impressive.
I'm going to go with no.
It would be.
No. I think I'm going to go with C. And, do you want to do a forward roll?
No.
There's
not enough room.
There really isn't enough room.
Let's
make use of the webcam.
The thing is, like, you realise you can egg me on Zoom pretty much anything.
Yeah, no, it'll be great.
You'll be taking a hit for the show.
I've taken enough hits. I take 2 hits today.
But that was because you wanted to.
Yeah. There's a save hit.
Yeah. Or we'll actually hit you.
Let's go back to some music.
Yeah. I think we're going to play some of the Killers for you. Yeah. Because
ooh,
they're great and you're great and we're all
I promised someone last night I'd play the Killers, so I'm going to play them.
And he was drunk playing Monopoly. Have fun, guys. Have a good weekend.
Enjoy. Bye. What's your frequency, Canada?